Comparing probability distributions. The binomial distribution in MATLAB, part 2. We start afresh with MATLAB to compare a couple of distributions. Let's consider 10 trials, so we generate the x table from 0 to 10. And we're going to generate a couple of different arrays of probabilities. Still binomial, it's x that we evaluate at. We have 10 trials given by the number of entries in x. And let's start with the fair coin toss. Now we can try to reduce the success probability and generate a second matrix and a third matrix. Now we can start plotting. We plot the first set in the default blue. Hold on. We can plot the second set in a different color. Let's try R for red. And there you go. And finally the third set, let's try K for black. It's K for black because B is blue. And there you go. And as you can see, quite easily in the plot, when you reduce the success probability, you move the mean to the left. You get a lower mean corresponding to the lower P. And as you can see, it's not difficult to generate a couple of plots to compare distributions, so you can do that for yourself. Use parameters you are curious about. Again, we start afresh with MATLAB, and we will compare different numbers of trials. So let's start with 4. We will do twice that, and doubling again for 16. So we have 3 sets of x values, and we'll generate 3 sets of probabilities. Starting with y1, binomial distribution. Evaluating x1, that was 4 trials, and let's do a success probability of 35%. Then with 8 trials, that was x2, and we generate y2. And finally 16 trials, x3 and y3, and we can start plotting x1, y1. Hold on, and we can do x2 and y2, and let's do that in red, and finally in black, x3 and y3. Now you can see a similar, now obviously the blue curve can never get a value higher than 4, and the red stops at 8. And the black stops at 16, but it is very, very small, beyond 12. To make a better comparison, we can try to get the same range on all 3 variables, and we can do that normalizing by dividing by the number of trials. But to make sure that the area under the curve is kept constant, we multiply the y array. That means that we can't read probabilities straight off, but we can do the visual comparison. So that was 4 trials. 8 trials. Ah, I forgot to hold on. There you have both of them. And finally, the third one. It was Y3. Sorry, and let's do that in black. And what we can see now, of course, is that the larger the number of the larger the number of trials, the sharper peak you get around the mean. Lower number of trials means a flatter curve. That means higher variance. And if you go back to the formula for the variance, you will be able to check that. The more trials, the smaller variance. And that is very important when you are going to analyze simulation data. The more trials you get, the lower variance. We'll get back to that. To summarize, we have seen how we can easily visualize the probability mass function to get a feel for the behavior of the distribution. And the MATLAB functions that you should remember is the PDF to get the probabilities. We will see the CDF in a later video. Plotting with the plot and bar functions, and plot management with the hold and figure functions. And just to try it for yourself, please do this exercise: plot and compare the probability distribution functions of the stochastic variable x divided by n, where x is binomially distributed with n trials and a success probability of 5%, and use n values of 10, 100, and 1000. Any observations?